It's the post-match show. Liverpool have just beat Brentford 1-0. We're in the Glenbuch. We've got a coronation of our own, and we've got not one, but four queens. We'll all be waving off the balcony in the Glenbuch very, very shortly.
I heard there's a huge crowd out there to meet us.
I'm joined by Lizzie Doyle, Siobhan Bagan, and Harriet Pryor. Harriet's got Emily Evers shaking in her boots because she's booked the lineup bigger than Glastonbury. And it's been a big day. I think it was a really good result for Liverpool. Unpolished in moments, but a very historic day for the King. The first time he's ever scored in 9 consecutive home games. He's got 100 at Anfield, 30 this season and 20 in the league. What a performance by Mo Salah, and how lucky are we to watch him every week?
Honestly, he's my king. Mo Salah's my king. I mean, everyone's lucky that who've been able to watch Kenny. But we've got Salah. He's kind of our version of it.
I was assuming that Kenny was getting the chance on the cop. I know,
I'm like, you're not seeing the records that Mo's breaking. I'm made up because it was a scrappy game, and to be honest, the goal was scrappy as well. It kind of fitted with like the theme of the game. But where we were watching, we were like, is it Salah? It was like, we just really wanted him to get his name on the sheet. And I brought something up during the match. I said, like, it's mad because there'll still be some people, genuinely, who won't have him in their top 10 Liverpool players of all time. And it's bizarre because that fella is one of the best players we've ever had for Liverpool. He's honestly one of the best in my lifetime. And I'd argue with myself he's possibly the best. I think there's an argument for it. And that goal today was just the cherry on the cake for him. And it just feels like he's been in this absolute groove since Liverpool have hit a bit of form. It feels like every single game, it's getting that feeling back again that every single touch that Salah gets, he's going to score. And it's been coming. Getting the new front three to sort of gel together, it's been coming. And we finally got it, and Salah's back sort of hitting the form of his life again.